Now, we did get big breaking news this afternoon as HaHa Clinton Dix reportedly cut before his first game. What happened there? Did he decline from the player you guys had scouted? And, you know, what can you hope to do now with the roster spot and some saved money against the cap?
Well, first of all, he's a class act and certainly a pro, and I certainly appreciate everything he did for us. But just, you know, felt like at the end of the day for what we were trying to get done that we needed to go in a different direction. But like I said, he's a class act all the way, and just unfortunate that it didn't work out. And, of course, you know, as I always say, we're always in the – you know, in the market 365 days a year to improve this football team, and that's what we'll continue to do.
It doesn't have anything directly to do with Earl Thomas' availability, though?
No, obviously won't speak to any specific players, but certainly, you know, we'll be trying to improve our football team.
And is there any possibility that you are in the market for veteran safety help?
Yes, we're certainly going to look at all avenues as we move forward here, and wouldn't rule anything out. We're just down there working with Will and our pro scouting department, as well as our coaches, and trying to figure out what our next steps might be here.
Steven, I've sat in those meetings with you and your father at this time of year when we were cutting the team down and stuff like that. And I know your dad can ask some very pointed questions about the roster and what we needed to do. Have you had those meetings yet, though, with the staff? You said you've talked to Will and the pro guys, but I know you guys have your scouts evaluate all the positions. Have you had an opportunity to have those meetings with the guys yet?
Yeah, we hadn't met with the scouts individually yet, but we have met. We have had our meetings with our coaches, and Will's been able to have the scouts turn in their reports. Obviously, we're in different times where our scouts aren't Tier 1, Tier 2 employees this year, so it's been a little more, you know, for us to mix in there. But Will's certainly getting and bringing the consensus back to the room for Mike and the coaching staff and Jerry and myself.
What do you guys consider the strongest areas of your roster where you have the most numbers, and maybe cutting down could be the most difficult?
Yeah, I think in general, you know, it's one of the best rosters we've had, not only in terms of the top end of it. And, you know, I think I read somewhere, and I actually hadn't put my finger on it, that we had 16 players on this roster that have been to a Pro Bowl at one time or another. And so obviously that's strong, but I think in terms of the depth on our roster, it's strong too. So that's certainly going to make it a challenge. But, you know, in terms of the obvious places that, you know, we're looking here right now, one would, you know, for obvious reasons, be the safety position. As, you know, I've noted earlier in camp, it's probably got the least amount of resources, whether it's money or draft picks. That's the position. And then the other one, just because of injury at different points in time, is the offensive tackle spot. So, you know, those are really where we're, you know, focused on. But, you know, the other spots, it's certainly been a challenge to get this thing narrowed down in terms of what we need. And that's, you know, probably pretty true at all spots. It's been a very competitive camp. I do think, you know, that we have done a good job of getting our hands around the players we do have. And the personnel we have, you know, short of getting to see them in a preseason game live in a game-like situation, I really feel good that, you know, we've done a great job of getting the evaluations in on the players and, you know, feeling good that we know what we have right now.
Steven, is there a chance, and you mentioned this, maybe moving some guys from other positions over to play safety, and you talked about Awuzie's potential and then, you know, Reggie Robinson moving as well. Is that more about maybe, yes, you're trying to shore up the position, or is it the fact that it looks like that Diggs has come along pretty well for you in these practices and maybe have an opportunity to get him more of a look?
Yeah, absolutely. I think all the above, Brian. I think you're spot on. I think, one, we do have players that we think as we move along here that can that have that flexibility to go back there and help at safety. Worley's another one that I've mentioned. And he's been in there playing some nickel and nickel safety and certainly helping us out there as well. At the same time, you know, our strength there at corner, especially with Diggs coming on strong, You know, we got to work through a couple injuries there, of course, with Jordan Lewis and to some degree Xavier Woods. But, you know, I think, you know, the numbers, we've got some good numbers back there. We just got to continue to, you know, look for ways, you know, that we can improve. And if we find a veteran guy who might can help back there early on while some of these young guys or some of these position flex guys are coming along, then, you know, that'd be good as well.
Steven, you mentioned the 16 Pro Bowlers. Zeke said, I think earlier this week, it's the best team he's been on. And, you know, off of last year's team, Travis, Byron Jones, Robert Quinn out. But at the, you know, by the time we get here to camp, there's so much new talent that's arrived. How would you assess that? Are the 2020 Cowboys on paper better than the 2019 Cowboys to you?
Well, you know, that's always difficult. We thought we had a really strong team last year. And I must say, I think this team's ever been as strong. Maybe stronger. I know, you know, obviously Coach McCarthy's been around a lot of really good football teams, Super Bowl champions, been to conference championship games, and, you know, he tends to echo that thought that this is one of the stronger teams that he's been around in terms of, you know, the ability, our skill level and our whole roster from top to bottom, I think he feels, you know, very strongly about. So, you know, obviously we got to go now execute, and certainly, you know, one of the most encouraging things, period, to me too, is having Coach McCarthy here as our head coach. You know, obviously he has skins on the wall, as I mentioned, with being a Super Bowl champion and being in conference championship games. So I just see it's resonating with our players, their respect for him, how he's managing this team, and going to be another part of why we're so optimistic about this our team this year.
Love it. Do you have injury updates on us, on Amari Cooper or Jordan Lewis? Not on us. We're fine, but Cooper, Lewis.
I hope you others. Guys are all right.
Yes, sir, we're doing
we
good.
Might
How about
not be
you?
Able to play if we don't get you guys healthy.
Well, you know, we would make ourselves available if that was required. We're willing to do anything for the team, but how about the actual players? Are they feeling all right?
They're all coming around, feeling good about them. You know, we got a great group back there that works with them, with Jim Maurer and Britt Brown and their staff. So, overall, I'd say we're very optimistic about the progress our players are making. Certainly, these next two or three days here over the weekend are going to tell us a lot more about where everybody is, but feel good about most of these guys being available for the Rams.
Steven, is there, as you look at your roster and you're moving your tags around on your board, is there a position that you're looking to go long at, maybe because of injury, or you just feel like that you can't get away from the player that might be that last guy on your team? Have you guys had those types of discussions?
Well, I think the biggest thing, Brian, is just knowing that there's that, you know, our virus situation looming out there that could creep up on anybody at any time. You can't be tone deaf to what's going on. And, you know, I just think that, you know, offensive line's a very difficult position. As you know, you don't grow them on trees.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, they have to work together as units. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to being an offensive lineman in the NFL. So, you know, that position right there is probably one I think a lot of people – have their eye on in terms of their teams and, you know, making sure, you know, if you were ever going to go long somewhere, that's the spot in these times.
Did you find somebody that could be the sixth receiver? You were kind of talking about Cedric Wilson and Noah Brown being guys that kind of the fourth, fifth guys, whatever order, but you got the room to carry a sixth guy?
Well, there's certainly been a great competition there, and we'll just see how this thing shakes out at the end. It's still a work in progress. Certainly, as you can see by some of the cuts that we've made some decisions on who's not going to be here. But there's still active competition going on, and you know, for these last spots, and whether that's a sixth receiver or a 11th DB or a you know, sixth or seventh linebacker or 10th defensive lineman, all those things come into play there at the end in terms of, you know, who we ultimately decide to protect and keep.
Great stuff. Appreciate your insights at a critical time like this for the team. Best of luck on the remaining cutdowns, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.